Here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we get started, as we always do, with our top headlines in the news right now. So DeMar Hamlin, we mentioned this yesterday, came out during the show. DeMar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills, who had the cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football, he's been fully cleared to return to the Bills. And we were talking about yesterday how I was a little surprised by it, but we've seen in the past there has been other players who have died on the field, had cardiac arrest on the field, or on the basketball court, who have come back. And so he wouldn't be the first one to do so. It's just the first one with, like, where the whole world was watching when it happened. And so he admits that he did die on the field, and he plans to come back to the NFL. This is actually the first time we've heard DeMar Hamlin or anybody associated with that admit he died on the field. All they were always saying before was like the very PC way of handling things. He had a cardiac arrest. It was a cardiac arrest event. Like, he died. Like, let's just say what it was. That's why everybody was so, like, blown away emotionally, is because we just saw somebody die on the football field. And so this is the first time he's actually said it. And he plans that full comeback in the NFL. Tonight, there is a 600-pound decommissioned spacecraft that's going to fall back to Earth tonight. And they're saying, I guess where its trajectory is, there's a good chance it could hit some sort of populated area. And therefore, we got to be looking up tonight. If you're out and about, just look in the sky, get ready to start dodging stuff, like the Truman Show, where, like, you got the lights coming down. I mean, it was light. That wasn't a spacecraft, but maybe it is. Maybe we're just all in the Truman Show. Just all a simulation. Now, then we go over here to the Pentagon leaker. I do not like saying that, by the way. That sounds like somebody who's just peeing in the Pentagon. The Pentagon leaker is due back in court today, pertaining to releasing those documents about Ukraine's counteroffensive. And so he's, you know, and remember, one of the big things with this is they've discovered he allegedly was leaking lots of documents over the past many months. And so this is just like, this just became like a big thing because of how sensitive in nature it was. And I guess somebody that he was leaking this out to, and this group that he's with, released him to the public. So all the other things that he had released just kind of stayed in their little private group, even though they were confidential documents that he shouldn't be sharing. They did so, but they were in their private group, and then somebody released it to the public, and that's where it got out. Then other top headlines going on in the news right now. We've got the Ukraine war update. A Kremlin critic has lost his appeal as Russia cracks down on dissidents. We've mentioned this guy before. He's a blogger who's been writing about basically anti-war. He's anti-Russia invading Ukraine. And they arrested him, and sure enough, he has lost his appeal. Then Elon Musk, the second part of his interview with Tucker Carlson aired last night. It's been, a lot of the parts of it are going viral today. One of the aspects was pertaining to artificial intelligence, which he's one of those people that's been warning against artificial intelligence for a while. And he delved into that a little bit more yesterday, saying how he feels like artificial intelligence might actually impact our elections, which is an interesting thing I don't think a lot of us have thought about. We've talked about other aspects and other things that artificial intelligence could or could not do. He's bringing up, well, it might be able to be used as a way to influence our elections. And he just said, overall, things are getting weird fast, which is why he was calling for us to slow down on the advanced artificial intelligence research, have a 6-month moratorium on that. All right, coming up here next, we've got a couple more other top headlines, but first, let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
We have typical afternoon traffic that's going to be on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. We also have some slow moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be heading eastbound as you're going on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. Expect some slow traffic. It is moving, but it's just slow moving right now, as well as on Fairfield. Got a text in letting us know that there's some traffic near Ruby Avenue. Right now, it looks like it is getting cleared up. But expect some slow traffic as you are heading westbound on Fairfield Drive. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRankyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You heard it there a little bit earlier as well. Justice Alito of the Supreme Court has gone ahead and delayed the abortion pill ruling until Friday. Remember, it was delayed last week until today, and he went ahead and just pushed it off until Friday again. So that is the abortion pill. The initial, like the lower court said, the abortion pill could be legal, but you can't send it in the mail. You can't have it mailed to somebody, or pharmacists can't mail it. You can't order it online. Lower court, and so basically the Supreme Court blocked that, said, no, we're going to have a hearing on this. So until then, we're not going to block it at all. So they're going to make the final ruling on that on Friday. Then there is, I got a text here. Why is he not being charged with treason? Talking about the guy who leaked the documents from the Pentagon. He probably will be. I mean, right now they're just doing the initial hearing. I don't even know if they've come up with charges necessarily just yet. They just found the guy who leaked the documents. What he may try to do, which good luck with this one. This is going to be a little hard for him to do. He might try to plead as some sort of whistleblower. Released him as a whistleblower, and then he'll have whistleblower protections instead of treason. But we'll see what happens with that. Good point here. I'm checking my homeowner policy to see if falling space shuttle pieces is covered. check your homeowner policy to make sure. I'm not covered by falling satellites. Dang it. Or asteroids or any of that other kind of stuff right there. Yeah, I don't think we've gotten to that level yet of protections with our. I mean, as the space race ramps up, though. It might have to be something we got to start watching, because as we start shooting up, I mean, we have so many satellites up there already, and many of them are space junk because they've been up there for so long, they're not even operational. That's why you got like China's like, well, we just decided to blow ours up, and which just ended up creating more space junk. And they were like, please don't do that again. But there's so much stuff up there. We have to have coverage. You got something to say over there? Let's bring Joe in over there for the news.
I think our insurance policy is that the White House will just scramble some F-18s and just shoot them out of the sky.
That's right. That's the insurance policy. Exactly. Yeah. We need to, you know how Israel has an Iron Dome system. So yeah. Whenever the Palestinians try to shoot rockets into Israel, they got anti-rockets that will knock them out of the sky. We're going to have that for satellites over the world.
or Home Depot balloons or whatever, Michael's balloons. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael's balloons. Yeah, exactly. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we need to. We'll get top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom, so stick around for that. News Radio, along with WEAR ABC Channel 3, our TV partner, the Better Business Bureau, Gilmore Services, presents the Community Shredathon event Saturday, April 22nd from 8 to 11. It's going to be at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. And once again, this is for personal paper documents like tax information, credit card receipts, personal health documents, things like that to be shredded. So you can come bring them out there to be shredded. This is not for business or corporate documents, but up to 50 pounds. Is available, which is about two bags or boxes of paper documents. You don't have to remove the staples or small paper clips, but they just ask you to not tie or tape the bags or boxes. So that's coming up this Saturday, 8 to 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, the Community Shredathon event. Hey, homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price You need a realtor who will help protect your equity and your family's future. That realtor, of course, is Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Team at Leavenrinke Realty. She's the agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. I've mentioned it many times before. She's all about customer service. She's all about keeping you informed of what's going on with your home's selling from the beginning to the end. She gives you tips and pointers on what you can do to try to get it sold. And she just does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she'll sell it anyway and won't charge you a penny. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, she has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash and can close very quickly. So you got nothing to lose. Might as well just give her a call or text her, 850-723-9158. It's 850-723-9158. Tell her it's okay. Bobby said you could text her. And so it's free to find out what she can do for you. Check out Christina Leavenworth.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the Supreme Court is not ready to make a decision about a widely used abortion pill. The court extended access to the pill through at least this Friday, indicating it needs more time to study the case and decide next steps. The elderly white man who shot, allegedly, a black teen who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri is pleading not guilty to charges. 84-year-old Andrew Lester made his first court appearance today. The Air Force unit that the airman who allegedly leaked classified documents was assigned to is not working on its mission now. Instead, the Air Force Inspector General is investigating the Massachusetts Air National Guard's 102nd Intelligence Wing. And the Super Mario Brothers movie looking to power up yet again at the weekend box office, easily anticipating making between $45 and $50 million in its third weekend and take first place once again, Bobby.
All right, so what was your thoughts on it? Never got your thought on it.
Here's the deal. Being the father of a seven-week-old daughter, I have learned that there are certain powers that I now possess. Mm-hmm. Going to the theater after we're done with the show and staying awake is not one of them.
Okay,
gotcha. I stayed awake for most of it.
You fell asleep in the movie?
I need to catch up on sleep somehow. I saw most of it, and I loved it. But I'm going to go back on Saturday at like 1 p.m. and watch it and do a rewatch. But I saw the vast majority of it. I loved it. It was great.
Just could not keep the eyes open.
I woke up. I glanced at the screen long enough to know that they were in the middle of the scene featuring kind of like the Mario Kart.
Yeah, the Mario Kart.
And I was like,
scene.
Oh, that's the Mario Kart scene. And then I just closed my eyes again. So I need. I'm going to go rewatch it.
You
this
missed
week.
Quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, so. I know.
So you're like, this is really good, the first half of the movie.
Yeah.
So.
But I will go back and see the full thing. But well, I loved
what
I saw. Maybe
that's the trick. You know, we keep talking about this is how movies do so well in the theaters because people go watch them multiple times. So
that's
maybe
right.
The key is if they can get you to fall asleep halfway through, then you'll go back again, pay the ticket again, even though it's going to be a matinee price. They still get the money. Still comes in.
The projection is $45 to $50 million and $10 when I go.
Yeah, exactly. Back, yep. Exactly. All right. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have a small accident on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be right at mile marker 19. The left shoulder is blocked. This is right when you get off of the Escambia Bay Bridge, involving three vehicles and then a service vehicle. Again, off to the left shoulder, so it's causing some slight slowdowns on the bridge. But other than that, we're just seeing typical afternoon traffic. On I-10 heading westbound, we're starting to see those slowdowns in between Pine Forest and 29. On Highway 90, of course, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. Traffic, a lot of traffic right now, and 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns near the Nature Preserve as well as heading towards the Garson Point intersection in Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111 with the details. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There was a shooting in downtown Mobile on New Year's Eve. If you remember, we covered that a little bit, and we have some additional information about the individual who's being charged with the shooting that was eye-opening to me. So we'll talk about that coming up here next, right here on News Radio 92.3. I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take a stroll. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here in 2 minutes, we've got your Fox News update. And then after our Fox News update, we got your sports hit. I'll give you the games that are coming up on television tonight that you can check out. And NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. And we'll cover your sports news as well. So there was a shooting in downtown Mobile on New Year's Eve. And the guy that is alleged to do the shooting, he has pled guilty to illegally having a machine gun. What? You know, I'm like, wait, what do you mean he had a machine gun? So I guess what had happened, because we talk about gun control stuff all the time, right? Every time there's shootings and everybody's like, you know, we gotta get rid of these guns. And I keep saying, look, I lived in a country for a while that banned guns for citizens, and I was held at gunpoint by bad guys multiple times. It's like, that's just, like, you can get rid of the guns, but bad guys find guns. And here's the situation. You're not legally allowed to own a machine gun unless you have a special permit in this country. And there's very limited number of them and all this other stuff. And here's this guy who shot downtown with an illegal machine gun. Now, I did look into it. He had a 40 caliber Glock pistol. So you're like, well, that's not a machine gun. But he had an extended magazine on it and a machine gun conversion device. So basically it sounds like it was kind of like a bump stock type of a situation. But he did plead guilty to illegally having that and firing it. He is not, he admitted that he never registered the gun either. Didn't go through background checks, nothing like that, you know. And so, yeah, I just thought that was kind of a little eye-opening because it's right down the road from us, not very far. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, the Crawfish Festival coming up April 28th through Sunday, April 30th. It's going to be at Seville Square in Fountain Park. Come check out one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Find out the crawfish eating times and the entertainment lineup at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Also, Northeast Sertoma presents Hogfest. The same weekend. It's going to be on Saturday, Pensacola Harley-Davidson, and it's a $100 ticket. Gets an entry for two individuals, plus a drawdown for new Harley-Davidson. Door tickets for the party are also available, and the event benefits every child, a reader, a Scambia, and Pathways for Change. Get more information on how you can get tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 8 minutes at 4:50, McDonald's is changing up their hamburgers. Say what? Like, seriously. And when I was reading it, I was like, yeah, like, what are they going to... They're going to be doing, like, some little tiny tweak. It's actually pretty significant tweaks. Yeah, it's like five things. So we'll talk about that at 4:50 right here on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So NASA's decommissioned 600-pound spacecraft is going to be falling back to Earth tonight. And they're saying it does have chance of human contact. So just watch out while you're walking around outside, I guess, tonight. Breaking news earlier, about an hour ago, Justice Alito has delayed the abortion pill ruling until Friday. And Elon Musk, in his second interview, or the second part of his interview with Tucker Carlson, was revealed, and he warns of AI's impact on elections and calls for more U.S. oversight and says things are getting weird fast. You know it's bad when Elon Musk is saying something else is weird. Like, Elon Musk is like, if you look at the definition of weird, it just has a picture of Elon in there. It's like, and he's like, things are getting weird. It's like, things are getting weird for you? Then, oh boy. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA playoffs continues tonight on TNT at 6:30. The Lakers are going to be playing the Memphis Grizzlies. The Lakers lead that series 1-0 at... then NBA TV has the next game at 8 o'clock. Miami Heat play the Milwaukee Bucks. The Heat lead that series 1-0. And then the late game on TNT at 9 o'clock. Minnesota plays Denver, and Denver leads that one 1-0. ESPN2 starts off the NHL hockey playoffs tonight. Carolina is playing the Islanders at 6. Carolina leads that series 1-0. Florida Panthers are playing Boston at 6:30 on ESPN. Boston leads that one 1-0. On ESPN2 at 8:30, Minnesota is playing the Dallas Stars. Minnesota leads that one 1-0. And then on ESPN at 9 o'clock, LA is leading the series against Edmonton 1-0. Major League Baseball earlier today, we had quite a few games. We've got the Pittsburgh Pirates crushed Colorado 14-3. Oh, my goodness. Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 12-3. Remember what I said first day, like opening day of baseball? I'm wondering if the pitch clock is going to cause more scoring. And, I mean, look at these scores. 14-3, 12-3. I know it didn't cause more scoring for the other team. But it's like once one team has momentum, it's just like, man, it's just like the pressure is just on the pitcher and they just can't catch up. St. Louis Cardinals beat Arizona today 14-5. Phillies beat the White Sox 5-2. Giants beat the Marlins 5-2 in 11 innings. The Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers 3-2. Tampa Bay Rays beat the Reds 8-0. Right now the Atlanta Braves are losing to the Padres 1-0 in the middle of the 7th. The Seattle Mariners beat the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 in the top of the 7th, but bases are loaded. And the Cubs are leading the Oakland A's 6-2. Then the Mets are beating the Dodgers 3-2. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is I-10 eastbound as you're heading towards Avalon Boulevard at mile marker 18. There's an accident, and they are off to the left side. So that is causing some slowdowns on the bridge, backing up to about Scenic Highway. It is moving. It's just slow-moving right now. Other than that, we're looking good on I-110, and we have some typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, as well as leaving Windhaven Beach heading into Navarre, and on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In sports news, the Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo still doubtful for Game 2 against the Heat. He's making progress after his back contusion. We talked about that yesterday. It's like it was a bad fall. NBA has suspended Draymond Green for Game 3 because of his reputation as a repeat offender. Yeah, he's a dirty player. And then the Kings' De'Aaron Fox wins the NBA's inaugural Clutch Player of the Year Award. I've always liked De'Aaron Fox. Fast guy too. Tiger Woods, remember he had to get out of the Masters tournament. Was it the Masters? No, it wasn't the Masters. It was the Masters. He had to get out of the Masters tournament early because a screw poked out of his leg, and so he ended up having surgery on that ankle to get that repaired. So no return timeline given just yet. Over in the NFL, Tua Tagovailoa, he admits that he did mull retirement. Remember, he had 3 concussions last season, and a lot of former players were saying, you just need to retire. When you have this kind of thing, you just need to retire. And he admits that he did. But he also says when he decided he wasn't going to retire, he learned how to fall better. Like, he learned how to a better way to fall. Because his concussions were primarily coming from when his head hit the ground after being tackled. So apparently he's practiced falling. So, okay, that's good too. Yes, and I heard he practiced jiu-jitsu and better balance. He was trying to learn better balance and rolling and stuff like that. Tennessee Titans' new stadium. They've been trying to get a new stadium up there in Nashville, and they're going to get a public hearing before the final vote next week. And finally, the Mets' Matt Scherzer was ejected after a check of his hand and his glove had a suspicious substance on it. Yeah, probably was picking his nose. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Bobby, the MLB run count is higher because of the league banning the shift. Pitch clock is a factor, but the shift was probably a main factor. Yeah, that's a good point. I guess all of it is. I mean, right? That's the reason why they have bigger bases, so we can get more stolen bases. The reason why the shift is to prevent, is so they can stop batters who predominantly hit one direction, being able to get away. So yeah, you're right. All of it, basically, all the changes were made to have higher scores. So, and I guess they're getting what they wanted. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw this, you know, as we continue to have marijuana become legal around the country, and I've said it many times before, I feel like it's just a matter of not if, but when it will be recreational legal nationwide. We already have a ballot initiative that's trying to get on the ballot for 2024 here in the state of Florida. In the meantime, we still have medical marijuana now in every state except for 3. I think there's only 3 states left now that don't have medical marijuana. That's it. And so, or at least approved. Some states are still trying to roll it out. So with that, there's starting to become concerns of, do you think medical dispensaries, like medical marijuana dispensaries or even recreational marijuana dispensaries, hurt property values? Like, would you like your house to be in a neighborhood right by a marijuana dispensary? And I was reading a report about agents, like real estate agents and other real estate professionals, who basically, like, we've had it in places like Colorado and California, like they've been having recreational marijuana and medical marijuana for over a decade now. And thus far, they don't have enough data to see that it either hurts or helps your property values. In fact, it really doesn't look like it affects it either way. But it got me wondering, though, because of places like here in Florida, where we're a little bit slower to jump on board with marijuana than other states like Washington and Illinois and Colorado, do you think it would, like, would it affect your property? Or would you be bothered by that if there's a medical marijuana dispensary, like, at a commercial property right at the entrance of your neighborhood? Text in 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've mentioned this before. Actually, we brought it up again yesterday. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, one of his first things he said when he got into office is he wants to have pickleball courts down at the Port of Pensacola. And now he's encouraging the Pensacola City Council to approve a lease for the Pickle Project. Project Pickle. I like saying Pickle Project better. Project Pickle sounds dirty. I don't like it. So the Pickle Project. Why does it gotta be pickle? I don't like the pickles things. It just seems weird. Why is it called pickleball in the first place?
I'm still like trying to get on the wave of pickleball.
Played it yet?
No. But it still kind of weirds me
out. I haven't played it either. But everybody I talk to who's played it loves it.
Obsessed.
Yep.
Obsessed.
Everybody I talk to, yeah. Whether it be old or young, they're like, "Oh, you haven't played pickleball? It's so fun. You gotta do it." And I'm like, it just looks like you got ping pong paddles playing with like a large ball. It just seems weird to me.
And like, no one's just obsessed with tennis.
No.
And it's kind of the
same. Well, that's because tennis is hard though. You got to run around a lot in tennis.
And
that's what I talk to people when I'm like, what's the difference between that and tennis? They're like, you don't have to run so much. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that would, yeah, if I don't have to run around, like I'll pull something just thinking about running now. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But so he's trying to get that approved, trying to get the city council to approve that. And then, but he's got something else that he's kind of brought up that he would like to get done. There's an ordinance prohibiting bottle clubs in the city. So basically, there's an ordinance that defines the parameters of restaurants and bars. Bottle clubs are not permitted to sell liquor. But patrons can, like, customers can bring in your own. I've never even heard of these before, by the way. And apparently the city does not have any bottle clubs right now. But I guess some are, there must be somebody interested in opening up a bottle club. So they're talking about, hey, let's go ahead and try to bar these from coming into our community. So that's one of the things that the mayor brought up this week in his meeting, is that we don't need bottle clubs at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. We've had we've had policing issues in the past. Take a lot of our resources at night with that. So yeah, and I've mentioned that before too. Going on ride-alongs with police at night, I always go, whenever I do it, I don't do it in the middle of the day. I go overnight. That's where all the action is. And it turns out all the action is 100% related to alcohol. It's like they spend all their time dealing with alcohol-related issues. And so I guess that's probably what the mayor is referring to right there as well. Let's go ahead and pass an ordinance right now. Even though we don't have any bottle clubs, let's pass an ordinance to make sure that we don't get them. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Fordham in the newsroom. And then we've got to cover McDonald's is changing their hamburger up, particularly the Big Mac. So we'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here because I was saying, where did it come up with this pickleball? Like, that's just a weird name. Like, did they first start the sport by, instead of playing with a ball, did they use a pickle? And then you're just hitting the pickle back and forth to each other?
It has good bounce.
It has good bounce, yeah. spike that pickle off the ground. I was like, I don't know. I got a text that says, no, the man who created the pickleball named the dog game after his dog, whose name was Pickles. Oh, all right. Well, that's sweet. I mean, I'll believe you. I'm not going to research it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're still seeing traffic on I-10. That's going to be eastbound, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Garcon Point. We had a slowdown on the bridge. It has been cleared up, but we're still seeing some delays right near the scenic highway exit, and then that is heading eastbound. We do have an accident on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be in between Mobile and Pine Forest, so expect some slowdowns there. And typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Come on up here at the beginning of the hour. We're going to have our WEAR-TV update, and then after that, we'll do our Florida legislative update. Right now, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy introducing a plan to lift the U.S. debt ceiling by more than $1 trillion. He says the legislation will provide $4.5 trillion in savings, includes returning discretionary spending to 2022 levels, capping spending to 1% per year. Crews now starting the very methodical process of taking down the parking garage that collapsed in Lower Manhattan yesterday, killing one person. First, they'll concentrate on removing the vehicles from the four-story, century-old garage. An Oklahoma County commissioner that was recorded allegedly discussing murdering journalists and hanging black people with other local officials has resigned. Mark Jenkins is leaving office after the McAllister Gazette News published the recording of him and three other members of the McCurtain County Sheriff's Office, including Sheriff Kevin Clardy. Three Tennessee state lawmakers who led gun reform protests will be visiting the White House next week. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will be meeting with the president on Monday. Bobby?
Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So McDonald's is making some changes to their Big Mac, and it's actually not just to the Big Mac. But first of all, the Big Mac is getting more Big Mac sauce. So more of that like Thousand Island sauce stuff. That makes sense though, right? I mean, even if it gets messy, it'll be fine. In fact, they even said it's more like a messy pub burger from some of the reviews to it. But yeah, I think that's a good one. But they're changing the buns. The buns are going to be softer than before. McDonald's describes them as, quote, pillowy buns that are freshly toasted to a golden brown. Pillowy buns. This sounds very, okay. The cheese will be meltier. Don't know if they're changing the type of cheese or if they're just going to melt it more. The onions are changing too. Instead of tossing the onions on at the end, they're going to actually throw them on the grill at the same time as the burger, so they'll actually be grilled onions. They'll be caramelized.
I feel like that's the biggest change.
That's the best change, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. And then those some of these other changes are going to apply to the regular hamburgers as well. They're not going to be just Big Mac changes. So they're changing all the buns for all the burgers, and the onions are going to go on the grill with all of them and stuff. So be very interesting right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse, a black bear broke into a vehicle. Guzzled 69 cans of soda pop. But he stopped at the diet soda. He's like, no, I'm not right about this one. You know how they say bears can smell like sugar? So like through all kinds of different things. So I guess he got to the diet soda and was like, there's not real sugar in this. Just threw that thing at the cabin. Like, this thing's useless. Stormed away. Yeah, there were 72 cans of soda total in the car. He drank 69 of them. All of them except for the diet sodas.